Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Governors of three prominent states say they intend to make the West Coast a firewall for reproductive rights. California Governor Gavin Newsom, along with Oregon Governor Kate Brown and Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, saying they'll work together to defend patients and medical professionals providing reproductive health care. Liberal states have already said they anticipate an influx of people seeking access to abortion and contraception and are vowing to protect women's reproductive rights following the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The evangelical Christian nonprofit Focus on the Family, meanwhile, is celebrating today's U.S. Supreme Court decision. Here's Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce.
The Colorado Springs-based Focus on the Family has long been one of the most prominent national voices opposing abortion rights. Organization President Jim Daly says he believes it's more appropriate for abortion to be decided by the legislative branch than by the courts.
That's where it should be if we're all playing fairly. And, we'll go to work to try to convince the Congress that life is a better choice.
Meanwhile, Colorado's state legislature passed its own law securing abortion rights earlier this year. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce in Colorado Springs.
U.S. companies including Walt Disney, Facebook, parent Meta, and Morgan Stanley are just some of the firms announcing today they will cover employees' expenses if they have to travel to another state for abortion services on the heels of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. At least a dozen states are moving quickly to put in place laws to ban or seriously restrict abortion, with others expected to follow suit. There are protests going on across the country this evening. As airlines face increasing criticism for widespread flight delays and cancellations this summer, the industry is shifting some of the blame onto the Federal Aviation Administration. NPR's David Shaper reports the agency acknowledges it has its own air traffic control staffing issues.
Amid surging demand, airlines have canceled more than 17,000 flights since Memorial Day weekend, while nearly one in four flights has been delayed. The airlines blame bad weather and a pilot shortage and now air traffic control problems. In a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, the group Airlines for America says a key air traffic control center in Jacksonville, Florida, has been understaffed for 27 of the last 30 days, crippling East Coast traffic flows. They want to meet to discuss the FAA's staffing plan for the busy upcoming 4th of July weekend. Last week, Buttigieg told airline CEOs to make sure their flight schedules meet their own staffing shortfall realities. David Shaper, NPR News.
A strong rally to end the week on Wall Street, with all the major U.S. stock market indexes up nearly 3% or more today. Rally came as stronger economic data leads some investors to believe expectations of aggressive Fed rate hikes may be lessened. The Dow jumped 823 points today. The Nasdaq was up 375 points. This is NPR. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it is increasingly concerned about conditions at a Russian-occupied nuclear power plant in Ukraine. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has more.
In a statement, IAEA Director General Rafael M. Grossi said Ukrainian workers faced, quote, extremely stressful conditions at the plant. Unconfirmed reports earlier in the week suggested that employees were being held against their will and abused by Russian troops. The nuclear plant, located at Zaporizhia, is Europe's largest. It was taken by Russian forces in March. Although it's under Russian control, its Ukrainian staff are the only ones qualified to run the facility. The IAEA says it wants access to the plant so it can independently assess conditions there. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.
On the one-year anniversary of a Florida condo collapse that killed 98 people, victims' families and others, including First Lady Jill Biden, gathered at a public event in the town of Surfside, Florida. The 12-story Champlain Tower South building came down in one of the deadliest building collapses in U.S. history, which has set off a new debate in the state and elsewhere about building inspections. Joe Biden told attendees at a public ceremony, we, quote, stand by you today and always. The land where the building collapsed has been sold to a Dubai developer for $120 million. The cause of the building collapse remains under investigation. Crude oil futures prices moved sharply higher today. Oil ended the session up $3.35 a barrel to end the session at $107.62 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.